Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another season of SMC Unfiltered.
Isn't it another episode?
Well, we haven't put anything out yet this semester.
Wait, so each semester is a new season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of scheduling delays, or scheduling conflicts. We hope you all had a good January, and... Oh, this is going to be a fun episode. Yeah, I'm joined today by a very special guest. It's been a long time coming. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh my gosh, yes! Hi everybody, hi listeners! I'm Darian, I am a fourth year, and I'm the editor-in-chief of the St. Mike's newspaper, The Mike. Should I add something else?
Yeah, why not?
I'm from Florida.
Yeah, that seems relevant.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Which is no, not Orlando, no, not Disney World, I'm from the swamp, what else is there about me? I don't know, what else do I do?
I think those are the most important facts.
The most relevant?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't really live, I don't really have anything else exciting. I can tell my life story. So on November 3rd, 5:27 p.m., came into this
Wait,
world.
What are your horoscopes?
Okay, we were talking about this last night. I'm a Sagittarius sun.
Okay.
A Libra moon and a Gemini rising.
Okay.
Wait, well, you're a Cancer sun.
Cancer sun, Scorpio moon, and I actually don't know what time I was born.
So you'll never know your rising
sign. No, my mom, based on what my mom thinks I was born. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, how do you forget? I think I'm a Virgo rising. So.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, right?
That makes a lot of sense. Did you get that all from Snapchat? Sorry. Do you remember how Snapchat had that feature where, like, you put
no.
in... Yes, I swear to God. Hold on. You know how Snapchat had that thing where you, like, added your birth stuff and it, like gave you...
Oh, wait. Compatibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, with other people, yes.
But, I mean, I have CoStar. Everyone add me on CoStar.
What's your co-star handle?
What's my co-star? I actually don't know it off the top of my head. Oh my god, I have a Snapchat friend request? Oh my god. Like, I feel like I can't find it now on the Snapchat, but I swear to god, there was like... Oh yeah, here it is. Hold on. See?
Oh,
like, you input all your stuff, and it tells you, like...
That's kind of cool.
Mercury, I'm a Venus, Scorpio. Yeah.
Oh, all of the planets.
Yeah, it gives you everything.
Wow, okay. I might have to go back and do that.
Okay, wait, what were we talking about?
Okay, well, this was just supposed to be an introduction.
Oh.
But now that you're introduced, we can... The whole reason we thought of doing this episode was because we both like pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm.
And every year for the past 3 years, we've written an article for The Mike about pumpkin spice. And we wanted to talk about that article this year when it came out in November, but due to scheduling conflicts,
we're booked and busy
due to inclement weather.
The Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah,
do you see Kelsey Ballerini canceled her concert in Toronto? Yeah, she rescheduled for April because she has the flu.
Wait, that was the one that
the one I went to by myself because you said you would go
with
me.
Who was opening it? Maisie,
Kelsey,
right?
Ballerini? No, Maisie wasn't opening. She pulled out as opener like a couple months ago. I know, now it's someone else. But like, okay. I kind of wanted to see Maisie.
Me too. I wanted to see Body Better.
Did she play Body Better when we saw her for Conan?
Yeah, but I missed it. Because we missed it, remember? We were late because it was the second song and we were running late.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god.
I've never seen her play it live, I think. Which is kind of sad.
But now that she's not on Kelsey's tour, I think she's taking time off. That's why she pulled out of Kelsey's tour.
Okay.
But maybe maybe because Kelsey rescheduled the Toronto show, maybe Maisie will come out as a special guest.
Okay.
So I'll have to see it in April.
Okay.
But like, she literally...
How did you get from Pumpkin Spice to Maisie Peters?
I don't...
Okay.
Oh, because I was saying, like you were like, oh, we couldn't film this due to, like, scheduling conflicts.
Oh, yes.
And
okay.
I was saying, like, the Kacey Musgraves bus driver.
Okay.
We had a... No.
Just Google it if you don't know what we're talking about. Okay. Basically, the review was us ranking different pumpkin spice lattes.
Throughout Toronto. Yes. And we switch it up every year. Like, we keep a couple consistent, but every year we find new places with new pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
And they were and the best one every single year.
We'll get to the best one.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
We have to... Sorry, guys. We need to build anticipation.
I know. But our fans will know.
What if we start... Our fans will know.
Yeah. If you're a real one?
You already know what we're about to say. Let's start with the worst ones.
Oh my god, what was the worst one?
McDonald's was pretty bad.
Oh, well, it's McDonald's. Do you know my favorite Welsh creators on TikTok? Do you know who I'm talking about? These Welsh people who go to America and they're like, we're going to Mackey's. Like, they're in Florida right now.
No, but I can imagine some Welsh people saying that.
And like, they did this whole thing and they went to Raising Cane's in Times Square. And it was so funny and like, cute.
I want to go to Raising Cane's.
Come to Florida. How many times
have I want to get a cup of the cane sauce.
My mom gets that. She loves the sauce.
I think a cup of sauce has like 2,000 calories or something.
But, once you try it, you'll drink the cup. The sauce. There's actually, fun fact, there's a dupe. There's a cane sauce dupe.
A dupe.
They sell it at Walmart. It's their, like, value brand chicken finger sauce.
Oh, I've
That's seen like that. A Raising Cane's dupe.
I've seen this.
I mean, they can imitate you, but they can't duplicate you.
Yes.
But if you, like, want to, like, get the essence of it, go to Walmart.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, you should come
to Florida. Wait, but do they have it in Canada, though?
I've never been to Canadian Walmart.
Okay.
I can bring you some back. I can ship it to you.
You've never been to Walmart in Canada?
Why would I go to Walmart in Canada?
To buy things. Okay.
I have ordered Canadian Walmart online.
Okay.
But I have not actually gone to a physical Walmart here because they're far.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't have a car. I feel like if you go to if you go to Walmart, like, you're getting stuff.
You are getting stuff. So.
I've been to Walmart in America. Or, like, my dad really likes those videos of, like, people getting, like, tased in the Walmart.
Taste?
Yeah, like people, like, you know, during like Black Friday drama, tase.
Well, going back to pumpkin spice.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. That was funny.
We went from cane sauce to Walmart.
This is all over the place. It's okay.
But okay, I feel like the worst was McDonald's, and Tim Hortons was gnarly.
And Neo was also not that good.
Yeah, I don't get Neo. I know people really like it, but I just... And Good Earth was bad, too.
Good Earth was really bad.
Yeah.
They all had this... I think what the issue was is they all used the same, like, artificial mm-hmm. pumpkin spice syrup.
Yeah.
That just had this, like, chemical aftertaste.
Yeah. It was gnarly. But I think, I don't even know what they put. But I think the Tim Hortons one, if I remember, there was like, it didn't even taste like pumpkin at all.
No.
Like, I don't even know they added pumpkin.
I do really like the Tim Hortons pumpkin spice ice cap.
But you know I don't like ice caps because they're too sweet.
I think that's what fixed it. I also think that pumpkin spice has to be a little bit creamy.
And a little bit vanilla-y.
Yeah. Was it vanilla that, like, we were talking about the...
That made the difference?
Yeah.
That made the difference. I feel like the... Keep my mouth shut. Our favorite one was good because it had that, like, vanilla creamy essence.
Yes, there's, like, another one that was vanilla.
Was it Second Cup or Starb's?
No. Probably Starb's. Starb's is good.
Starb's, I feel like they're the OG.
They,
like,
are the OG.
I feel like, but you know, my favorite is Dunkin' because I love Dunkin'.
Yeah, which I haven't tried.
So how can we really be reviewers if we haven't crossed the pond? Or across the border.
What are the other ones? Those are the ones that come to mind.
We did Krispy Kreme.
Oh, Jimmy's.
Oh, Jimmy's. We didn't like... No, but we had different experiences. Okay.
We did have different experiences.
Yeah. I've never actually been to the Jimmy's near the Eaton Center. I've only been to the one on McCall.
The Jimmy's near the Eaton Center made, like, probably one of the best ones, in my opinion. But the one on McCall that we both tried was disgusting.
Now that I'm, you know, my visa's expiring... I don't know if I'll ever be able to go to the Jimmy's to try a pumpkin spice latte.
Maybe they'll open one in Florida. Like, they
open Earl's. for the viewers, if you ever are in downtown Miami, across the street from the AAA, they're opening Earl's, like, which is a Canadian, from my understanding, a Canadian thing. Like, we don't have those in America. but they're opening one in downtown Miami, like downtown core.
Yeah.
So
they have a really good happy hour.
Yeah. I mean, not as good as Cactus Club, but Cactus Club happy hour is good. It just almost killed me.
We can talk about that. Wait,
should we add
that? We can add that to the agenda.
My trauma.
If we have time. If not, there'll have to be a part two.
Part two.
Sequel.
The sequel. Okay. Pumpkin Spice. What other ones? I can't remember. There was, like, the mid ones. Like, Starbucks was mid.
Yeah.
Second Cup was mid. Like...
all the chains, really.
Yeah. But the winner was...
the winner.
It's a chain of, like, iconic...
It shocked us.
It shocked us, but it was the cheapest, so that made it the best.
None other than 7-Eleven.
Yes, 7-Eleven. Aren't those really big in Japan for some reason?
Yes, they are.
We should go to Japan and try them.
The pumpkin spice.
Do they do pumpkin spice outside of North America?
I don't know. It might just be North America. I don't think they can grow pumpkins. Wait,
I don't think we grow pumpkins.
No, you can grow pumpkins in Canada.
Do they? I mean, I guess. We can't grow them in Florida, so I wouldn't know, but...
really?
It's Florida. We have oranges.
Are you sure you can't grow pumpkins?
We can't even grow Christmas trees. We have to buy them in the Home Depot parking lot.
Because pumpkins, like squash, really likes hot weather.
I can look it up. Hold on. 1 minute, please.
Anyways. It basically, the 7-Eleven, it's not like a cafe. You just go to the machine, and then you just push the button, and it dispenses. So it's self-serve.
Okay. Yes. Pumpkin can be grown in Florida, but it can be expensive and challenging.
Oh.
Some varieties, like the Seminole pumpkin, are well-suited to Florida climate and can thrive in the heat and humidity.
Hmm.
You have to plant them in July. Yeah, but they're not, like...
it's not the main place to grow them. Okay.
No, they're large variety pumpkins that grow well in Florida.
Get ready for the tariffs. Increase the price of pumpkins.
A pumpkin? But we don't grow them in Florida. They probably grow them here. Hold on. Do they grow pumpkins in...
Toronto.
But that artificial stuff...
that's not pumpkin.
That's not pumpkin.
No.
Yes, pumpkins are grown in Canada, particularly in Ontario, Quebec, and British Columbia.
Oh.
Pumpkins are a fall staple in Canada.
Well, yeah, because there's pumpkin patches that you can visit,
yeah,
right?
We don't have pumpkin patches in Florida.
Wow. Okay, so I think the syrup has to be a good mix of artificial and natural. Because the Neo one, they tried to be completely natural, and that didn't work.
Oh, can I say something insane? Do you think that place that we got the s'mores hot chocolate does pumpkin spice lattes?
Maybe.
I bet that would eat.
Maybe.
That would be so good.
At the Christmas market?
Yeah, the Christmas market.
Maybe.
Because, okay, do you know I saw them on TikTok yesterday? Because that place that does the TikTok viral for the viewers, the s'mores hot chocolate from the Christmas market, it's open, like, all year.
Yes.
And they do, like, strawberry hot chocolates.
Yeah.
They do, like, a Nutella one. Like, they do insane ones.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do pumpkin spice. Why did we discover that in December?
TikTok should have done better.
Yeah, TikTok failed me. Well, TikTok was getting banned, so they were busy. They were hustling. They were doing something else.
Well, viewers, listeners, next September, October, we recommend you go to
7-Eleven. Jimmy's not on McCall, on Girard.
Yeah.
And then, I thought Krispy Kreme was fine.
Oh, Krispy Kreme was good,
I feel like we liked it.
Yeah. But definitely 7-Eleven. Like, yeah. It's shocking how good it is.
But you can really only get it, though, in hot form.
Yes.
So if you're a cold coffee drinker like myself, then you have to add your own ice.
You can get it hot and then put it in the fridge and let it cool down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you do have to add your own ice.
So, but it's the cheapest, so I feel like it's worth it.
It is worth it.
In my opinion.
So.
And it's 7-Eleven. If you're at St. Mike's, all you have to do is just cross the street.
Yeah. Exactly.
So convenient.
It's right next to Cervera Hall. Like, if you're coming from, like, Bay Station, you can just go on the way.
No.
Kind of. Not really.
It's not the way.
I don't know.
If you're coming from Wellesley.
Sure, Wellesley.
You're coming from Wellesley, it's kind of on the way. Yeah, no, it is on the way if you're coming from Wellesley.
So.
But if you're coming from Bay, I would hope you hit St. Mike's before you hit the 7-Eleven.
Did you ever try their peppermint mocha?
7-Eleven?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I've only ever had the Starbucks one.
Neither did I. But I want to try it, considering how good the...
Did you see the Starbucks Valentine's drop?
No.
It looks good this year.
Okay.
I really want to get one of those heart-shaped cake pops. I actually haven't been to Starbucks.
Those are cute.
I haven't been to Starbucks in a long time, but...
We should go after this.
Gosh, stop.
That can be the album cover.
Well, I feel like the photo that we took for our pumpkin spice latte article kind of goes hard.
Yeah, that one does go hard. So,
okay.
All that's to say, read our article in the mic.
It's on our website, readthemic.com.
Yeah,
you can find physical copies in the mic office.
That's a good transition, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So, your editor in chief of the mic.
I know. I sign executive orders.
Did you sign 100 on the first day in office?
I wish I could sign that many.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. How did you get to this point?
Well, I actually started the mic my second year. So first year, I feel like I was still trying to, like, it was COVID, first of all. And
oh my God.
I know, can you believe it? Like, we survived that. Like our first year was, like, the sort of COVID where you still had to wear masks. And then we had that lockdown in January.
Yeah.
And then, like, second year, we kind of started to transition out. And then I feel like last year was, like, the first time we had, like, a semi-normal college experience.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't really get involved. Because there really wasn't, like, avenues to get involved. Because everything was online. And so I wasn't involved in the mic my first year, but then in my second year, my mentor, so if you're in St. Mike's mentorship, I signed up for mentorship, and my mentor, her name is Alessia, love her, and she was on the mic, and she was telling me about it, and so I decided to, like, in the summer, I ran for a position on the mic, and I won. I was associate lifestyle editor, and it was a lot of fun. I loved it. I loved Lana was the lifestyle editor, and she's the best, and it was a very fun, and I really enjoyed the experience. And I've always liked journalism. I think, like, even if you just like to, like, work on your writing, or you have something you're passionate about and you want to write about it, like, a newspaper is a great place to do that, because, like, you know, if you're in class, right, like, you can't really write about, sometimes you're writing about things you care about, but, like, you know, if you really feel deeply about pumpkin spice lattes, there's no class where you can speak your truth. But in the mic, you can speak your truth and live your truth.
Can people write about anything in the mic?
Pretty much anything, yeah. There's very few things that, obviously, no hate speech. We don't take hateful material. Mm-hmm. But you also, when you do submit, we do have standards in the sense that, like, we will edit for grammar and clarity, but that's about it. Largely what you give us, we will put in the paper. And it's also a nice way to get published and have, like, a repository of, like, work that you've published for writing samples or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it's a nice place to improve your writing without having to fear, like, a bad grade. Like, if I edit your article, I'm not going to return and be like, this was a D, I hate it, this was terrible. Like, what instead we're going to do is give you good feedback, and you can see, like, how we got to what you gave us and then what we put in the paper.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I was associate lifestyle editor, and then Alessia, the person who I mentioned earlier, she was editor-in-chief at the time. And then I was like, she really encouraged me to run for, like, an exec position, so I ran for managing editor.
Mm-hmm.
And I won. So it was very exciting. And then I was managing editor, and last year it was definitely a learning period for me, because I think the executive team is, for the mic, is very different from, like, the day-to-day operation of it, mm-hmm. but in a good way. So then I was managing editor, which is, like, it was a lot, but it was good. And then I ran for editor-in-chief, mm-hmm. because I had all the experience, and I think that it would be hard to go from section editor or associate section editor, like, to editor-in-chief right away. Like, I think there's a lot that goes into being editor-in-chief that you don't realize until you're, like, actually in the role. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good, like, if you're interested in, like, I think it's, the mic is a good place to, like, sort of work your way up. Sort of, like, get into the, like, cog of the machine and, like, see how it runs. And then bring your own ideas to it. So, yeah, and then I ran for editor-in-chief, and now I'm editor-in-chief, and I love it. And congrats. I have a great team.
Yeah. Can anyone write for the mic?
Yeah, anybody can write for the mic. Last year we had somebody who wrote for the mic who was from India.
I was about to say, what if you go to a university in India?
I can't give you CCR, but I can, I'll take your stuff. So, yeah, everyone can write for the mic, and the great thing is after you've written 3 articles for the mic, you become a staff writer.
And what does that mean?
So becoming a staff writer means you get a nice little title under your name. Mm-hmm. And then you get CCR. So if you go to the University of Toronto, you know, CCR is your co-curricular record, and a lot of times profs will use that to, like, write a reference letter, and it's just, like, a record of, like, things that you've done. So it's a good experience. And it's a great way to sort of see if you like being on the mic and journalism and stuff like that. So I think staff writer is a good way to start.
Yeah.
But yeah, please write for the mic. If you want to know how to write for the mic, you can go to our website, readthemic.com. You can scan the QR code. We have posters around campus.
Yeah.
Scan the QR code and sign up for our mailing list. So if you're not sure what you want to write about, our section editors work really hard to put together mailing lists. And they send those pitches out to people who are on the mailing list. Like, ideas of, like, we try to theme each issue around something. So, like, for example, our issue that will come out, like, during reading week, it's sort of centered around Valentine's Day and Black History Month. Mm. So, like, we try to give, like, ideas and themes, but we are open to anything. Like, if you have something you really want to write about, like, we have somebody who really likes Formula One, and they write for our sports section, like, something Formula One every issue. And even though we might not pitch it, like, she sends it in herself, and we obviously say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Proactive.
I know. So, yeah, that's what we want you. Like, you know, the Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing, like, the finger right now, the, we want you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Areeb's a staff writer.
Yeah.
You've been a staff writer.
I was a staff writer. Yeah, I've been a staff writer since first year, I think.
Yeah.
Except for a brief hiatus in second year when I was
associate news editor.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, so if you're on the mic, like, if you have a position on the mic, you can't be a staff writer because you have a position on the mic.
Yeah.
But you have article requirements.
Wait, I had, okay, I remember that year I had a different title in every issue of the mic, that, because it the first issue was contributor, and then the second one was, I think I wrote 3 articles, so I got staff writer, and then
you wrote 3 articles in one issue?
No. I think, I actually don't know what happened. I remember, so I went, within the span of a few months, I went from contributor to staff writer to associate news editor to, no, then it ended there. Then I went back to staff writer the next year.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah. What 3 articles did I write this year? Pumpkin Spice.
We did Pumpkin Spice. You did something about Hoikity Haunt.
Yes, and Taylor.
And Taylor. Yes, you did the Taylor Swift one. That was a really good one. People really liked that.
Aw, good. I'm glad.
Keep writing.
Thank you. Maybe I'll write something about Formal.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Did you get your ticket? I got mine.
Get your ticket to this Mixy Formal March 8th.
Yeah, go.
By the time this comes out, tickets might be sold out.
You think so? Oh, don't forget, when does Drag Brunch? Would this come out in time for that?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. Anyways, that would be a good article.
Drag Brunch?
Yeah.
You should have told me that.
Sorry.
I sent it to the printer already.
Okay, if you're on campus, pick up a copy of the mic.
Please, we do crossword.
Yes.
I write the crosswords because it's my passion side project.
Yes.
And they are very fun, and they are themed, as a chronically online person, they are themed to chronically online things. So a preview of our crossword that should be coming out very, very soon is, it's RIP TikTok is the title. as to reflect on the 14 hours that I lost to TikTok.
So sad.
It was horrible. Areep had to send me a screen recording of him scrolling so that I could feel something again. But I used that to reflect on TikTok moments.
Yes.
So, and then we also, our crossword for last issue was Gladiator and Wicked. I called it Glicked.
Yes.
So they're very fun, and the answers are on our website. So if you think you got it, check out our website. Yeah. And while you're there, sign up to be a writer.
Yeah. Cool. And really quickly, how can people run to be involved in the mic?
Yes. If you want to be... So our mic election is actually coming up very, very soon. It starts this week, actually, I think. Or this week, starting whatever. Information will be posted about that on our Instagram, and flyers will be around Brennan Hall. The mic is very interesting in the sense that you're allowed to run for 3 positions on the mic. So when you run for election, you can have one, like, say you really want to be sports editor, but you really want to be on the mic, and you can also run for associate sports editor. So it's different in that, like, SMICSU, you can only run for 1 position.
Mm-hmm.
But for the mic, you have the option to run for multiple, which I think is exciting.
Yeah.
And then, so all you have to do is, our form is different. All you have to do is fill out an application. So all the application entails is your name, your student number, and then you have to do a brief candidate statement, very standard. And then for our executive positions, we're going to have a town hall. So just answering questions from audience and our CRO son. So it's very easy to get involved with the mic. You are more than welcome to come to any of our office hours. They're posted on our Instagram, @readthemic.
Yeah.
And on our posters around. So if you have any questions, feel free to stop by. It's very easy to get involved in the mic, so do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We don't have any requirements. We just want you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, we're coming to the end of our episode.
I don't think the people are ready for that.
No. But in the... I don't know where I was going with that sentence. It's time for a controversial question of the week.
I'm so scared. I feel like I have a lot of hot takes.
I mean, the questions that we just thought of. There's 2. I think we might have already done one of them, but whatever. We'll do it again. To our viewers, do you like caramel?
Guys... I mean, come on, y'all. Caramel is gnarly. I don't get it.
Salted caramel?
Ew! Adding sea salt makes it worse. Oh my god, disgusting. Okay, the reason this came about is because I asked Areep one time. I was like, hey, could you get me some churros? Because they had, like, one of those free churro trucks that SMICSU does. And I said chocolate, because I like the chocolate ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Areep comes back with caramel churros.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like caramel like you dip it. It's doused in caramel. Doused.
It's like drizzled on.
And so I did not...
Because my logic was they were out of chocolate, so the next closest thing was caramel. I didn't know at the time that...
Fake friends.
About the aversion to caramel.
Yeah, so I obviously did not eat the churros. I handed them out to other people. Who like caramel, but I feel like sometimes I have the palate of a toddler.
Have you met other people who don't like caramel?
No.
Okay, wow.
I kind of live in my own bubble.
Okay.
Of caramel hatred.
Huh.
I salted caramel. I might be able to stomach a little bit of caramel, but salted caramel, gnarly.
What about dulce de leche?
Love it.
Okay.
But it's milk.
Okay.
It's different.
It's different?
It's like milky.
But it's okay, yeah.
It's like creamier. It's okay. Delicious.
Interesting. Okay.
That's my heritage. My culture is not your costume.
Okay. And then the second question was, what are your thoughts on tomatoes?
Disgusting.
Okay.
Is it the texture?
Okay.
The taste.
This one I know is more common, that a lot of people really don't like tomatoes.
Well, the freakiest thing about tomatoes is that they're a fruit.
Yes.
Like, they're just, and also they're gross.
You know, this summer I grew my own tomatoes and then I made my own ketchup.
You made your own ketchup?
Yeah. But I only made, like, a quarter of a cup, because you need, like, a lot of tomatoes to make ketchup.
You didn't tell me this.
No.
I thought you were a camp counselor.
I did that too.
Multiple jobs. Yes.
A single mom who works two jobs.
Loves her kids. Well, I was cooking last night.
Let us know in the comments. What did you make?
Oh, I made tacos last night.
Oh, nice.
And while I was making them, I was singing to myself, a single mom who works two jobs. Isn't that from Reba?
Reba.
Reba McEntire. She's a country singer. Okay, never mind.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She's red hair.
Yes. I recognize the name.
Yeah, she usually just goes by Reba.
Let us know. Let us know in the chat, in the comments.
Please don't send me hate. I feel this way and nothing you say will change my mind.
Comment your thoughts on caramel and tomatoes.
What else do I hate? A lot of things.
Cactus Club.
Oh, don't even bring up. We don't have time for Cactus Club.
We have 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes? Okay. So, for those of you who are in the know of Cactus Club, it is like somewhere that was made popular by the Toronto-based rapper Drake, enemy of Kendrick Lamar. And my roommate and my friend and I all went to Cactus Club just because, like, they're known for their peach bellini and they have a really good happy hour. Like, it's really cheap. And we went and I got horrifically ill afterwards. And, like, literally, it was so bad I couldn't keep water down.
Like, everyone.
No, not Rhea.
Oh, just the friend. Just your friend.
Just my friend. Just me and my friend were, like, dying. Like, I literally couldn't move. Like, I spent the night on the bathroom floor.
The brat diet.
I was on the brat diet for, like, 4 or 5 days because I was scared to eat. Because I couldn't even keep water down. So I decided to be a brat.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know what the brat diet is, it's not what you think.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know what the brat diet was. So it's actually an acronym for bananas. What was it? Banana,
rice,
applesauce, toast. And like those, because those are soft foods that are good for your stomach.
They won't irritate your stomach.
So I was on the brat diet and it was horrible.
Anyways, Cactus Club. Listen, Cactus Club, if you listen to this and you want to give us a sponsorship,
we'll take it.
We'll take it. But in the meantime,
we
get better food safety, food handling practices.
I know, because I kind of was like, why is Rhea not sick? Because she's my roommate, right? So I'm like, it's like 3 a.m. and I'm like literally like on the bathroom floor, like dying. And she's sleeping.
Did you get seafood by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No, I got pasta.
Oh.
I got the, and Isabel, so when Isabel and I went to Cactus Club, also with Rhea, like the week prior, I got the same thing and I was fine.
Maybe it was the same one that she just had in the fridge for a week.
But this time the peach bellini was better. The first time we went, the peach bellini was not good.
Okay. Interesting.
Not important, but...
Minor details.
Minor, but let me know what your thoughts. Let me know your thoughts on Cactus Club. I believe it's a chain. So
yes, it is a chain.
Maybe they'll open one in Miami with Earl's.
Yeah.
I'll be at the front door with a boycott sign.
Okay.
I think the apple's rotten. Oh my god, paprika's on the move. Sorry. Let's look at this check. I have a manatee. Hold on.
Do you want to finish by telling them how you bought a manatee?
Just for reference. Look at her go.
Is Paprika the second one?
Yeah, Paprika's the second one.
Okay, Darian bought a manatee. Not like actually like bought it, but you can buy...
Like you can like sponsor a manatee.
Yeah, sponsor.
And like part of the sponsorship is like you get to track it because they have trackers in them. And so I initially got my first manatee. Her name was Nettles.
But her tracker stopped working.
Yeah, Nettles. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Nettles' tracking stopped working. And so they gave me a new manatee to track, Paprika. But I still remember Nettles. I still think about Nettles. She's still on my tracking list.
Where's Paprika?
So, okay, hold on. Look at that.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Maybe she got eaten.
It's a manatee!
Don't sharks eat manatees?
Manatees are freshwater animals, Areeb. They're not saltwater animals.
Okay, well.
They live... Okay, whatever.
You learn something new every day.
So Nettles lived in Cape Canaveral, And Paprika lives more like Orlando area, like north of Orlando. So nettles is, I'm sorry, Paprika, do you know Paprika weighs like 3,000 pounds?
Whoa.
Yeah, no, Paprika, look at her, look how big she is.
Whoa.
I have pictures of Paprika, because they send you like photos and stuff of your manatee, and you can watch, I love my little Paprika. She's so cute. Okay, Paprika has traveled 288 miles. Her average speed, I don't know what FPH is. Okay, Paprika weighs 1,300 pounds.
Oh my god. Biggest threat, habitat loss. That's so sad.
I can tell you her story. She's from, oh my god, she's from SeaWorld.
Oh my god.
That's why she's in Orlando. Oh no.
Well.
Oh no, she was far along in her pregnancy. Oh my gosh, okay, Paprika's story. Paprika is 10 feet, adult female manatee who was rescued after a boat strike in Welaka, Florida, that resulted in a collapsed lung and an inability to swim properly. Upon rescue, caretakers also discovered that she was quite far along in her pregnancy after 2 months of critical care at SeaWorld Orlando's Manatee Rehabilitation Center. Paprika weighed 1,395 pounds and was released in Orange City, Florida with a GPS satellite tag. Her travels are monitored as part of the North Atlantic Coast Manatee Movement Study, which examines movement and habitat use data following a drastic loss of food sources along Florida's east coast.
That's so sad.
What about her children?
That's what I was thinking.
Wait, they don't tell me anything about her children. Paprika, no.
Okay, well.
That's why she was so big when they found her. She was pregnant.
Let's end it there.
Look at her.
We should put that photo up.
We should. That should be the cover photo. Paprika.
If you want to know what happened to Paprika's children,
contact SeaWorld.
Well, I was going to say come to the next episode, but thank you.
If you made Darian. It this far, you're a real one.
Yes, if you made it this far, you're a real one. Thank you for being our guest this week, Darian.
Thank you for having me.
To our listeners, we apologize for the hiatus. And know that more content is coming soon. If you're interested in staying up to date, you can follow us on Instagram at SMC Unfiltered. And you can listen to us where podcasts can be heard.
Don't you usually say where you get your podcast?
Spotify, Apple Music.
Like, it's like, oh, you can listen to this where podcasts can be, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yes, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Where do you guys post this?
This?
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple Music.
You really?
Yeah.
I thought you just posted it on YouTube.
Look, we're on Spotify.
Oh my gosh. I sent you and Eli a photo of my manatee.
Oh my god, Eli's gonna have no context.
Eli's gonna have no context.
Okay.
Great.
We'll see
you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.